620, 1320 WILS. You may not have heard of BlackRock, but it is the largest fund company in the world. And what we're seeing across the industry now is more and more money, hundreds of billions of dollars, is leaving actively managed stock funds and pouring into index funds. Well, now BlackRock this week announcing that it's going to take a lot of its actively managed mutual funds and move that money into accounts being traded via algorithms and models that pick stocks. Let's talk to one of the world's experts on this issue, Dr. Ernest Chan. He's an expert in the application of statistical models and software for trading currencies, futures, and stocks, and author of the book Machine Trading, Deploying Computer Algorithms to Conquer the Markets. Dr. Chan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
Yeah, how... Now, you compare humans to machines. What's the difference when it comes to the trading end of things?
Well, the major difference is that if we use a machine to trade, we can what we call backtest the trading strategy. So we know how it would have performed in the past. So we are not really trading based on gut instincts or some haphazard intuition. So everything has been scientifically demonstrated in the past that it worked.
In the results, do algorithms do better than human traders?
Well, not always. There are good and bad human traders, just as there are good and bad algorithmic trading schemes. But one can say that, if a algorithmic trading scheme has been back-tested, at least we have some, we don't have to be afraid that it suddenly made a totally random decision.
Yeah, so when you hear BlackRock saying that they're going to make this move, what's this going to mean for the fund industry as a whole?
Well, I think that automation is happening in every industry, and certainly fund management, money management is no exception. So, I think that there are of course a few brilliant human traders, human investors, and that no machine can yet beat. But a lot of us, I'm afraid to say, are mediocre. Investors. And for those of us who are mediocre, we deserve to be replaced by a machine that operate at a fraction of the cost.
And what's that going to mean for the markets? And are we going to see more or less volatility as we have more of these algorithms trading?
I think that we have to distinguish between normal volatility and extreme volatility. On a normal day, which is most days, I think that volatility will be lower because people are typically running a mean reverting strategy. Most machines are running mean reverting strategies. They are just making market with each other.
Okay.
But when there are extreme days, for example, during the financial crisis or during Brexit and so forth, all the machines are going to react to the news in a split second in the same way.
Okay.
And a lot of the algorithms are designed to do the same thing, reacting to prices. And those days, we are going to see more extreme volatility. So the calm days will get calmer, and the extreme days will get more extreme.
Dr. Ernest Chan with us. His book is Machine Trading, Deploying Computer Algorithms to Conquer the Markets. And, is it simple as, is there kind of a general philosophy for how these algorithms work?
Well, yes, I think what I describe in the book are some of the typical systems, the typical algorithms or typical techniques that a lot of the quants, the so-called quant traders, use. These are by no means, secret sources. They are fairly commonly taught in business schools and in math departments the world over. Mm-hmm. So this you know, give us a glimpse of what's at play. I think I would say that 90% of the trading, the algorithmic trading algorithms out there are using one or the other of the methods that I described.
Now, can you simplify it in a way that, it would make sense in terms of generally how an algorithm is thinking?
Well, you know, one of the most common way to predict the market is simply to draw a straight line through a bunch of points, right? So if in the past we observed that a daily move in the S&P of 1% is often followed by a daily move of negative 0.5%, let's say. If we, enough of these data points are gathered, we can fit a straight line through it. So we infer that whenever there is a 1% move, there's going to be a negative 0.5% move the next day.
And it's, so it's based all on market price action, is that it?
Yes. It's, well, most of these algorithms are based on past price action. But more and more people are, of course, incorporating exotic data such as new sentiment, such as where the oil tankers are on in the Atlantic Ocean. Where are they turning back from the port, or are they coming towards the port to unload? As an inference of whether there is a glut of crude oil in the U.S. So I would say, you know, even today, probably 95% of the algorithms are just using prices, but there are 5% that are using more and more exotic data, and that's where the competition is.
Now, do we know what percentage of trading nowadays is actually done via algorithms?
Well, last I checked, I would say that a rough figure would be 50% of the trading volume on U.S. exchanges are due to algorithms, and that figure is something that happened a few years ago, and I believe nowadays probably will be more. So, you know, I would say that more than half the volume already due to machines.
Okay. Now, you say the extreme days could become even more extreme. Is this something where we could see some unexpected huge downturn on it within a day or even a week because of the algorithms themselves?
Yes, that's something that you know, I think we have to be prepared for.
Okay. Is that coming? I mean, do you anticipate that happening in let's say, the next year or so?
Well, if I'm forced to bet, I would bet that yes, within a year there will be a day which will happen. Just like in the past, every year there had been a day or two that you know, where the market become frantic. So I would bet that there will be such a day coming up within a year.
But obviously they don't have emotion. So now, but people say really there are humans behind the algorithms anyway. How independent are these programs typically before humans step in to shut them down?
Well, I think that most algo trading shops have a human, you know, watching the action, you know, especially any fund that are sizable that would actually affect the market. You know, I'm not counting the small funds that are, you know, sub 10 million or so forth, but any fund I would say that is over 100 million assets under management would have a trader that is always watching whenever there's trading going on, 24/7 if necessary, you know, for foreign markets or for
economic. Would algorithms take on some huge loss? Have we seen anything like that actually happen?
Yes, we have seen that happen. I believe that we had this instance in 2 years ago that a market maker had a bug in the program, and I think in a matter of minutes it lost upwards of 100 million. As a result, it was it had to be bought out by a bigger firm to ensure its survival. So that had actually happened.
And that was an algorithm doing the trading. Wow. Well, people are putting the algorithms together, so I guess the humans are behind it no matter how you slice it. It's Dr. Ernest Chan. He's the author of the book Machine Trading, Deploying Computer Algorithms to Conquer the Markets. Dr. Chan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for inviting me. My pleasure.
And this is where the entire industry is heading. More and more money now getting poured into not only index funds, but these funds being traded by algorithms. When we come back, the author of the new book, The Unholy Trinity, will be here. He'll tell us why the left is blocking, or he'll tell us how to block the left's assault on life, marriage, and gender. And he'll tell us why he says that the first liberal was named Lucifer. That is next here on WILS.